Here, friends, here's a command for one and all. You who frequent my palace day and night and drink the shining wine of kings and enjoy the harper's songs. The robes and hammered gold and hall of other gifts you lords of our island council brought our guest, all I packed in his polished sea-chest now. Come, each of us add a sumptuous tripod, add a cauldron, then recover our costs with levies on the people. It's hard to afford such bounty man by man. The king's instructions met with warm applause, and home they went to sleep, each in his own house. When young Dawn with her rose-red fingers shone once more, they hurried down to the ship with handsome bronze gifts, and striding along the decks, the ardent King Alcinous stowed them under the benches, ship-shape, so nothing could foul the crewmen tugging at their oars. Then back the party went to Alcinous's house and shared a royal feast. The majestic king slaughtered an ox for them, to Cronus's mighty son, Zeus of the Thundercloud, whose power rules the world. They burned the thighs and fell to the lordly banquet, revelling there, while in their midst the inspired bard struck up a song, Demodocus prized by all the people. True, but time and again Odysseus turned his face toward the radiant sun, anxious for it to set, yearning now to be gone and home once more. As a man aches for his evening meal, when all day long his brace of wine-dark oxen have dragged the bolted ploughshare down a fallow field, how welcome the setting sun to him, the going home to supper, yes, though his knees buckle, struggling home at last. So welcome now to Odysseus the setting light of day. And he lost no time as he pressed Phaeacia's men who love their oars, addressing his host Alcinous first and foremost. Alcinous, majesty, shining among your island people, make your libations, launch me safely on my way, to one and all, farewell. All is now made good, my heart's desire, your convoy home, your precious loving gifts, and may the gods of Olympus bless them for me. May I find an unswerving wife when I reach home, and loved ones hail, unharmed. And you, my friends, remaining here in your kingdom now, may you delight in your loyal wives and children. May the gods rain down all kinds of fortune on your lives. Misfortune never harbor in your homeland. All burst into applause, urging passage home for their parting guest. His farewell rang so true. Hallowed King Alcinous briskly called his herald, Come, Pontonous, mix the wine in the bowl. Pour rounds to all our banqueters in the house, so we, with a prayer to mighty Zeus the Father, can sail our new friend home to native land. Pontonous mixed the heady, honeyed wine, and hovering closely poured full rounds for all. And from where they sat, they tipped libations out to the happy gods who rule the vaulting skies. Then King Odysseus rose up from his seat, and placing his two-eared cup in Arete's hands, addressed the queen with parting wishes on the wing. Your health, my queen, through all your days to come, until old age and death that visit all mankind, pay you a visit too. Now I am on my way, but you, may you take joy in this house of yours, in your children, your people, in Alcinous the king. With that, the great Odysseus strode across the threshold, and King Alcinous sent the herald off with the guest to lead him down to the swift ship and foaming surf. And Arete sent her serving women, one to carry a sea cloak, washed and fresh, a shirt as well, another sign to bear the sturdy chest, and a third to take the bread and ruddy wine. When they reached the ship at the water's edge, the royal escorts took charge of the gifts at once, and stores of food and wine stowed them deep in the holds. And then for their guest they spread out rug and sheets on the half-deck, clear astern on the ship's hull, so he might sleep there soundly, undisturbed. And last, Odysseus climbed aboard himself, and down he lay, all quiet, as crewmen sat the oarlocks each in line. They slipped the cable free of the drilled stone post, and soon as they swung back and the blades tossed up the spray, an irresistible sleep fell deeply on his eyes, the sweetest, soundest oblivion, still as the